It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Cut that black cigar right out of Pete's mouth. Yeah, it's bad news right there. Big boy Pete. I love that. He pulls up in a Cadillac. He gets out. He's got a Stetson hat and a pair of cowboy boots. Those are the Olympics. One of the coolest songs they ever did. They had a whole bunch of, they had, for a while, they had a real string of hits going on. And I think I've got most of them in the mix today. You're on the Edge of Alternative Bump Music Friday. That was Big Boy Pete by the Olympics. And quite a story to be told, eh? That reminds me of a comedian named Joe E. Brown. I never caught his act, but he was a big shot. I mean, he did some Vegas stuff, but he was in Chicago, and he was playing a club called the Green Mill. Now, the Green Mill, I've been there too many times to count. My lovely wife's been there several times with me. It's Al Capone's old place. Al Capone was the main owner back in the day, but his partner was a guy named Machine Gun McGurn. Yeah. Anyway, they Joey Brown was playing that place. And they were paying him at the time. This is back in the 20s. Paying him $600 a week. I think it was a week. Whatever it was, $600. And he said he wanted to quit because he got a better offer at another club across town. And they said, well, no, you work for us. You're not quitting. And he was stupid enough to quit. And he went across town. Well, they didn't think much of it for a week or two or three or whatever. And then all of a sudden, one day, a couple guys showed up and they slashed Joey Brown's throat from ear to ear and slashed his face all up, took him out of business for a while. He lived, he survived, he came back, and he should have just negotiated for another raise at his Green Mill gig. This was all part of Dangerous Rhythms, I'm telling you about. And a lot of music guys went through the same thing, but they didn't get slashed. They took the hint. But yeah, that Big Boy Pete song reminds me of that. I'll tell you, you'll never listen to music again the same way if you read Dangerous Rhythms. I don't own stock. I promise I don't own stock. What else is going on out there? Oh, I'm looking at these hot dogs I just posted. They're solid carbon. You ever had that happen, leave your hot dog on too long? I'm talking to your hot dog, your grill. Yeah. Anyway, they turned total carbon black. I had one of those the other night. Barbecue Ken did it on purpose. Ken X, he's always the official barbecue artist at any conservative confab. He's really good. But anyway, he said, do you want one of the burnt ones or one of the regular ones? I said, give me one of both. But yeah, pretty much solid carbon all the way down. Now, I posted something. I didn't post this one, actually. But there's a thing going around right now. It's a PragerU. Dennis Prager put up. It's called Founding Fathers Videos. Actually, I did post it. Posted on Facebook, and you got to see this. I'd say hand in hand with the thing I played on Wednesday, which was Paul Harvey talking about the forefathers and how the things they went through, the sacrifices they made, the suffering they had to go through. One guy's house burned to the ground, wife and daughter raped and killed. Poverty for the rest of his life, all because he signed the Declaration of Independence. But this goes right along with it, and that's typical Dennis Prager killer stuff. Let's see. Allow me to wiggle my mouse. Let's see. What's next here? Yeah, here we go. You're on the edge. It's all turn. Oops, hang on. I got to shut everything down before I do this. Keep in mind, by the way, when you hear the term Lala in here, that's a term for a prostitute. Hey, you're on the edge.
Hey! I want to know.
What?
Tell me.